pumpernickel.
Okay. What other things? Did she make anything else with wheat flour besides biscuits? Or did she make the biscuits with cornmeal?
No, she made them with flour.
Okay.
Like cakes and stuff like that.
All right, yeah. What kind, did she make anything with cornmeal at all?
Cornbread.
All right. And how is that prepared?
You mean in a skillet?
Yeah.
Does she have a... Well, she can make it in corn pones or corn muffins.
Yeah.
We had it all.
She had it in a skillet? What did you call it when you had it in a skillet?
She cooked it out of her cornbread, was cooked in a heavy skillet.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't cook it in anything
mm-hmm.
else.
Now, did she ever cook any... Did that skillet have legs on it? Was that
no.
one with legs? All right. Did she ever make anything that was kind of thin, almost like a pancake? With
cornmeal.
Yeah.
She used to make me corn fritters, but this had corn in it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. My grandmother used to make me Johnny cakes. I think that's what she called it, or something.
Yeah, Johnny cakes. Okay. Now, what were they like?
They were just like a pancake, only it was made out of cornmeal, and it was real thin.
Okay. Did anybody ever make? Of course, you never had a regular wood fireplace anywhere, did you?
No.
Okay. Did you ever make anything rolling up the cornmeal in like a little ball and dropping it into a hot grease?
No, but I know. I don't ever recall my mother doing it.
Yeah.
But I've had some of what you're talking about. When you buy it at the fish store, when you buy it, like, what do they call it now? I don't remember what you call it. Hush puppies, that's
okay.
Right. Uh-huh.
And if you bought bread at the store, if you bought bread at home, you'd call that homemade bread.
Homemade bread.
If you bought it at the store, you'd call it?
Light bread, everybody did.
Okay.
You get a loaf of light bread.
All right. And something that has a hole in the middle that you...
A donut?
Yeah. And this was something like a Johnny cake, except it was made with flour. And maybe thinner, and you put syrup and butter on it.
For like a whole cake or a pancake?
All right, now were whole cakes different from Johnny cakes, or was that the same thing?
It was almost the same thing. And, like if my grandmother made us whole cakes or Johnny cakes and pancakes, we ate it all with syrup.
Now, when she made whole cakes, would she use cornmeal or flour?
I don't really know.
All right. And if you had 1 pound of flour, add another, then you'd say, now I have 2 pounds. All right. And the stuff that makes bread rise is called?
Baking powder.
And then it sometimes comes a little cake.
Oh, yeast.
Yeah. And the center of an egg is called the?
Yolk.
And the color of that is?
Orange, yellow.
Sure. And then if you dropped eggs in water or you broke the shell and you drop them in boiling water.
You can approach it.
All right. Now if you didn't break the shell, then you'd have
boiled eggs.
And now these are some different kinds of meat from a hog, from the side of a hog. What do you call that meat from the
side meat?
Yeah. And how about the meat that's up more on the back?
I don't know.
Do you ever call it Midland? Do you ever hear of Midland meat?
I've heard it, but I don't know.
All right, how about the meat from the under part of the hog?
Side belly?
Sure, right. Now, this on the side of the hog, what did you call that meat? You called it a side. If you had a whole big side of bacon,
mm-hmm.
What would you call that? Would you call that a midland, a slab, or a side?
Slab, more than anything.
Okay. And did you ever get bacon that way in those large pieces and you had to slice it yourself?
No.
Okay. Well.